Hey, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, and we are
OSB.
Smell the flowers, touch the sky, feel you. What's up? I'm here. Sorry, I was a little late. I was watching Jeopardy with my friend. I hope that's a valid excuse, other than like my key not working. It did work this time. Actually, maybe I should have blamed my key. Whew. My friend joined me.
Hi.
And we ran for a little bit, which was bad for me because I'm unathletic now. What do you mean now? I did 5 sports in high school. But I was also like fresh off of like 2 root beers. And she walked like 10 miles today. One of us had it more difficult. I'm gonna log into my laptop. We've got some good stuff today. Got some interesting stuff. I'll maybe explain a little bit about one of the songs I'm gonna play. I can't go into full detail on it on air, but I would definitely recommend like checking out the story behind the song. It's pretty cool. We're also gonna play Harry Styles because this show is known for always playing music that is on brand with the radio. I really like his new Wisher song as it was, and I kind of want to hear it on the big speakers, so now you guys will too. Unfortunately, my laptop is booting up a little bit here, so it might be a hot second, and also it might start just like randomly playing Hearthstone noises, because I think that was what I was doing last on it. Whew!
Who introduced you to
Asikos? Saki, a work friend that we both have. I don't even know if they can hear you, but she said, who introduced you to the song, hoping that I'd say her. But technically, Saki was in the car at the same time, so shout out to Saki from Mitre Corporations in Bedford, Massachusetts. Who goes to Lafayette University in Philadelphia? Or near it? Sure. Okay, we are in the computer. Hacker voice, I'm in. And I think I'm just gonna play as it was right from the start. Get it out of the way. And then we'll see where we go from there. Let me see, is this aux 1 or 2? We'll find out together. Isn't that exciting? Let's see.
Come on,
yeah.
As it was.
There's such a long delay at the end. Oh my god.
Just another day in this hell world, hey. I don't let it in, I get by, okay. Step through the fog, how am I feeling today? Well, you know. See, I was doing great till the happiness tax round 4 p.m. It just hits like that. Yeah, some of my best days still go bad. But you know, I've been trying to figure it out. Oh, there's gotta be some kind of reason why I've been feeling so down. I did everything right, but it still feels like the sky's falling down. It's my enemy brain ain't cooperating, it's beating me down, and it's freaking me out. Through competing with all of the stress and the doubt, I'm too close to the canvas. I gotta step back. I can do this, but how? I guess I'll keep trying to figure it out. Oh, there's gotta be some kind of reason why I've been feeling so down. I did everything right, but it still feels like the sky's falling down.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the show where I introduce today's guest star. I've had guest stars the past like 5 shows. That's wild. Anyway.
Oh, ouch, I thought I was special.
No, I mean, there was Alex. Do you know Alex?
Vaguely.
Okay, cool. And then my brother and my dad.
Who I know not at all.
Yep, and because you've missed them both times they've came up. And now Dana Jacoby. All the way from New York, New York, where they have Jeopardy. Is that true? Or is that SNL? That's SNL.
SNL.
Here, wait, bring the mic closer to you.
All right.
There we go. Yeah. Hello. She is the person who ran with me here. Thank you very much. She told me she hated me because of it.
That was actually.
And that I was the worst. Reason. Yeah. But other than that, yeah, and then also the person who may or may not have showed me As It Was by Harry Styles.
Can confirm, definitely showed me. Full credit here. Kind of like I discovered the song.
You actually know Harry Styles personally, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Fun fact, I did one time see Harry Styles when he was still with Taylor Swift at a concert. It was Jingle Ball in, like, I don't know, like 2012. And I was walking, and they were posing for pictures.
Wait a minute, they were dating that long ago?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I mean, it feels...
Sure.
Whenever...
2012 is, like, the iconic, let's go back a little bit here.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Like, the sort of, like, oh, the world didn't end. So this is their, like, landmark.
Sure.
But, yeah, so I was in their presence, and I did see them.
Wow.
So this is very exciting.
Cool story, bro.
Thank you.
So... I actually saw Taylor Swift before you did. I saw her at Country USA back when she was still a country singer, and I was like seven, because my brother had like the biggest crush on her
and
when he was like
from Wisconsin.
Yeah, so they have Country USA, and so yeah, for some reason Wisconsin has like nothing going on in it except for like concerts
and cheese.
Well, yeah, but like there's like. They have, like, some of the biggest concerts for, like, each genre all in Wisconsin for some reason. Oh. I don't really know why that is. Oh, well. Yeah, I don't...
Great concerts.
Yeah, and some great concerts. I think next I'm gonna play Everything Goes On, the collaboration between Porter Robinson and League of Legends. Very cool that... I think, like, this... quick story behind this, I guess, is like League reached out to Porter and were like, hey, do you want to do music for us? And he was like, ha, I'm kind of depressed right now, and so I'm not gonna. And then after he kind of like got back on his horse and like made the whole album that was like iconic, the Nurture album, he reached out to League again because his girlfriend really likes the game, and he was like, hey, like, do you still want to collab? And they're like, yeah, we're just doing this event that's all about, like, magic-y space stuff. I think it would be your vibe. And he's like, yeah, that would be my vibe. And then they worked on it together for a while, and it is, like, a very decent song.
So are you, like, a gamer or something?
I dabble. Yeah, I play video games. I think if you're a longtime listener of the show, you may or may not remember the multiple, like, 10-minute rants that Harrison and I have had about Genshin Impact or Arcane or other games. Yeah, or the 700 hours I have in Binding of Isaac. One of those things may be an indicator, but yeah, it's a very good. It was also very cute to see Porter bringing his girlfriend Rika around the studio and stuff, and like all over, like the League of Legends campus. Very Aww. Cool. And then also apparently, like Porter's studio at home is like his laptop and a mic, which is insane considering he's like very, very talented and like going on live tours and stuff. And so he got to like work with like a full orchestra on this and like an actual studio. So it was probably a really cool experience for like everyone involved. And I know Riot has good things to say about Porter as well. So
do I. I like him.
Yeah. He's like the one person of like music that I've showed you that you're like, I can actually get behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've cried many a times to Porter music. It's so good. It's very emotional. And Everything Goes On is very emotional too. So we're probably going to play that. Then we might play some Crank Dat from the Sad Robot EP when he was doing some more, like, emotional stuff. Kind of fun. And then we'll see where we go from there. I really want to play Pillow Talk at some point, too. But I'm not really sure. There's not really a plan. And also, I apologize if some of the music stutters a bit. Usually I pre-download it, so I'm not streaming it. But I didn't have that time today because I kind of forgot about the show because I slept from like 6 to 10 for some reason. So here we are with an impromptu playlist. And also if Dana has any recs that you want to play.
Oh, yes, we could do
it, but not Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush. I've been singing it like all day, like just the first two lines from the chorus because it's so funny. I had no idea that was like a new song. I thought that was like an old song. But it's new.
No,
running up that hill,
oh my God, not
and make a deal with God.
All right, so Diego will be performing this song tonight. I will keep you guys posted on whether or not he cries to Porter Robinson.
Yeah, So here it is. Porter Robinson's and League of Legends, Everything Goes On, for their Star Guardian collaboration.
All right. That was, I forgot to like also say the names of the songs that we were playing before. So in order, like from the start of the show, we had As It Was, Harry Styles, then Enemy Brain by Fox Stevenson, Everything Goes On by League of Legends and Porter Robinson, and then Wish You Were Here by Crank Dat on the Sad Robot EP. Next, we've got some Taylor Swift coming up at some point, maybe not immediately next, but we've got, I think, All Too Well. Mm-hmm. That's what you're thinking.
Yes. And then, because I know how much Diego loves generic music, especially Taylor Swift. He could not bear to leave it out of his mix. So
Taylor and I go way back. I told you, I saw her when I was 7.
Absolutely. So I figured I'd choose All Too Well because I feel like it's really representative of Diego's overall music taste. And will go really well with the rest of the mixes, so...
Yeah. I think it is a nice follow-up to what we just heard. They're kind absolutely. Of, like, similar vibes. Mm-hmm. Maybe like one day Taylor I can, like, do, electronic. like a Taylor Swift, like, electronic mashup.
Oh, no.
That sounds like a disaster.
That sounds terrible.
That sounds really funny.
Oh, boy. Well, this will be the last radio show I've
seen before. Yeah, so we'll get there at some point. I think I'll maybe do 2 more songs, then we can do Taylor Swift. And then maybe do you want to read our PSA? You can educate
absolutely.
The masses on whatever you want. Both my brother and my dad picked the same PSA. I won't tell you which one it is, but all if you pick it as well, I'm going to... I don't know. I'll buy a lottery ticket, because the odds of that happening, of me winning the lottery, are probably more likely than you picking that PSA.
Alright.
So if that happens, I'm like, I'm rich.
That puts a little pressure on, I kind of thought you were buying the lottery ticket for me, since I was the one who was lucky, but that's okay.
What if I bought one for each of us?
Alright, okay. I'll take those odds.
Sounds good. All right, he'll take those
on.
Odds because you're not paying anything.
Alright, pressure's on.
This
folks.
Is what we like to call a zero loss, maybe win. so I'm gonna play, More by Apache, but the FN remix, and then maybe something off of the new Slushy Pick Yourself Up EP, and then we'll do some Taylor, some PSAs, all kinds of fun stuff.
Awesome.
Here we go.
More. befriending the voices in my head. They're all I had, lost in the unknown, but I know they'll be coming back. I won't let the bridges burn, no, I won't slip away. Yeah, we're just getting stronger, we don't need to be afraid.
Pick yourself up, it's only the beginning. Our future is millions of stories left unwritten, and I'll tell you legend for years after you've risen. So open your eyes and be the savior we know you are.
Coming up, we've got Taylor Swift. Wow.
Whoop, whoop.
I walked through the door with you. The air was cold. Something about it felt like home somehow, and I left my scarf there at your sister's house, and you've still got it in your drawer.
going crazy in the studio right now. Excellent performance by our own Dana Jacoby.
I didn't hear where we were in the music, so that was a very tentative performance.
That was my bad as well. I forgot to tell you that when I turned the mics on. I kind of figured that you would have remembered or like noticed that it happened in the show already. But
I was too focused on the song. I got a little lost there.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, I faded her in and the music in the studio just cut out. And she looked at me in terror.
Special surprise song at the end that you know I will sing along to.
Oh no.
And so get hyped for that. If you liked that, that was only a taste.
If you know Dana at all, this isn't gonna be a surprise. It's like since we've gotten Taylor Swift out of the way, there's like one other artist that she listens to. Here, would you like to find a PSA and read it for us?
This is a lot of this pressure. Is
yeah. You can I'll just keep monologuing until you find something, yeah.
I found it.
Okay.
Okay, wait, this is not going to win me the lottery.
No, it's not. It's not the one my dad or my brother picked.
But this is something that I'm definitely passionate about after being forced to run.
Yes.
So,
as a disclaimer thing, try to read it without too many jests and jabs in the middle of it.
Okay.
Like, it needs, yeah.
Okay.
Well, this little is fine, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, this is called Walking is Good Exercise PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and, with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Can confirm Diego and I walk around 30 minutes to get to our shuttle in the morning instead of taking a bus and a train, so
true. Yeah, I mean, we still end up taking a bus, but that's because it's like 15 miles away.
Yes.
So.
Well, it saves us the first bus.
Yeah. We save ourselves the first bus with a 30-minute walk every morning. Super fun.
Sometimes we turn it into 20-minute walks with a slight run at the end when we're running late.
This is true.
This is
running
the truth.
Running is also good exercise, and running late is the best exercise.
It's true. Running late is the best. The best way to burn calories is to be late to everything you're doing and live in a constant state of panic.
Oh, absolutely.
This has been a PSA from the Educational Tufts Radio. good stuff. All right, so Dana's final rec will be at the end of the show. We've got about 20 minutes here. I'll probably play Cheat Code by Pegboard Nerds, because we love Pegboard Nerds. Both of us do. Obviously.
Oh, absolutely. I've definitely heard the song before. Can confirm.
Yeah, of course. And then I think I'm going to play the Pillow Talk song. And I definitely would recommend like looking into how this song was made. I think it's a cool story. It's like, it's interesting, at least. But I can't really talk about it too much on air because it involves some things that the FCC would get mad at me at for bringing up. So just look up Pillow Talk by Imanu Wingtip, and I think it's like mostly publicized on WhatSoNot, his Instagram. That is the words what space so space not. Obviously, his Instagram handle doesn't have the spaces, but yeah, he talks a little bit about how he made it, and it's interesting. I think it's a cool story and experience. But anyway, we'll get into the Pegboard Nerds song that I honestly kind of forgot released. I like listened to it and I was like, cool, and then I liked it, and then it came on the other day on like my shuffle and I was like, wow, this song is good, and realized it was Pegboard Nerds. So we're gonna do that and then Pillow Talk, and then we'll see where we're at with time and figure out what's going on from there. Here we go. For a second there, Billie Eilish almost played because I forgot to cue the next song. But really quickly, I just want to say, like, that song, the second drop, the progressions in it, as a good friend of ours, Alex, would say, are, you know?
Yeah.
Alex has never done that to you? Going like, you know?
No.
Really? Oh, that must be like a just the guys thing. Well, that is...
The more you know.
Other terms to describe it could be pog.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, sorry. I'll get right to the next song, and we will not be listening to Billie Eilish. I know, I'm sorry. I've played it on the show before, though. You came to the wrong show. But I think you will like this song. Dana, like, kind of canonically doesn't like electronic music, but this song is... I think it's... It's cool enough and more of a vibe than, like, busy electronic music.
All right.
And again, this is a song that you should check out how it was made. Pillow Talk by Imanu, Wingtip, and What's So Not, coming up now.
Little bit past sober, boy is a loner, hiding his heart inside his head. Things that he told her, over her shoulder, trying to replay the things he said. Washed in the waterfall, baptized in open arms, carved in the perfect form. I sanctified, purified, falling and falling by you. Come to you, fill the room, falling and falling back. Riding the moonlight, body uneasy, outside the door. Can't shake the feeling, his brain concealing, thoughts of the breathing, just wanting more. I'm washed in the waterfall, baptized in open arms, I'm carved in the perfect form.
I really like that song, actually. It's sick. What are Dan's thoughts? 1 out of 10. The song.
I don't know how.
I'm not gonna be offended because I don't know.
I don't know how to rate it, but I was obsessed with his voice.
Yeah, the singer's voice was insane, and I also think like the producers did a really good job of making it be like crystal clear through the
yes.
audio. Like it's just like it pierces the rest of the song without like. I don't know, without being too obnoxious, I guess. It's very well blended into the song.
I liked it a lot. Good choice.
Let's go.
This is why I tuned into this station.
Yeah, exactly. I was confused. I thought it was Pegboard Nerds, I'm not gonna lie. That seems like way up your alley. We've got 10 minutes-ish left, so we've got options. We could play probably one more song and then our surprise song.
Which is a big surprise.
Huge surprise. No one's ever going to see it coming. Or we could talk about Better Off Ted for like 5 minutes.
I feel like this is time for another PSA, and the PSA is
you should watch Better Off Ted. And it's Dad, if you're so listening, good. So I got this when my dad mm-hmm. came up to visit. Mm-hmm. And he was just like watching it, and he was like, this show is pretty good. And I was like eavesdropping it every once in a while, but then we actively sat down and like watched it with him because it was like very decent. And I think we've caught up to the episodes that because we started watching it in season 2 mm-hmm. and then wrapped around to season mm-hmm. 1. So I missed all the middle ones. So we're about to reach the point of the episodes that I've already seen, I think. But Dana and I have binged up to season 2 episode 5
in or something. 3 days.
In the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five days.
I guess we've only been watching it on 3 days, but it's been over the span of a week.
It is fantastic.
It is so obnoxiously niche, but at the same time, it is so good.
It's just, if you are looking for something that's not quite as bad as slapstick humor, but not quite as clever as your average sitcom, this is the show for you.
They really kick a bit until it's dead and then absolutely. Some, but that's kind of what gives it its charm, I think. I really like it.
It also features some really deadpan actors.
Yeah.
It's great.
The acting is subpar.
Except for this one child actor who is phenomenal.
Yeah. It's the only child actor in history that's not annoying or detracts from the show.
She is fantastic.
She's very good. She hits her dad with a phone in one episode.
She does.
Well, okay. That was not the greatest description of her character. She's pretty sweet and very good-natured child.
She was told to do it
by the dad's boss.
And she did it very sweetly.
Yeah, she did it with a smile and was like, hi, Dad, love you. Bash.
That's a good show. This was not a good pitch for it. You should watch it.
You should just watch it. There's two scientists, and they're, amazing because they share... you know when people are there's one brain cell between the two of us kind of thing, and we're, acting dumb together? They're, acting insanely smart, but dumb together. So they share, a supercomputer brain.
Exactly. They have a lot of brain cells, but all of them are shared, and only one of them has all of the brain cells at a time.
Yeah.
It's really good. At least try it out. It's kind of like SNL, if SNL was, followed the same storyline.
Yeah, I would say that. And also, also the bits are, more consistently good.
Yes.
Whereas, I think there hasn't really been, an episode that we've watched where we were that was okay.
Unless it's, our fifth in a row, in which case we're, okay.
Kind of tired, yeah, that's fair. I think the episode, my favorite one so far, is the Jabberwocky one.
That for sure. Was fantastic.
If you have to, if you're only going to watch one, I would watch Jabberwocky. It's a very good episode.
Also, if you need to prepare for a presentation, but you don't have any of the facts, I would also recommend watching Jabberwocky for an excellent how-to on giving a presentation that you're poorly prepared for.
It's so good.
This will come in handy my senior year.
Yeah, it's capstone. it's like, oh, you don't have to do capstone, do you?
No, but I might do one anyways.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, we could do a capstone project together.
Oh, because we are fantastic.
Fantastic work partners.
We have identical work styles.
Yeah.
And...
canonically, this is false.
Also, we don't do very well together in high-stress situations.
Yeah.
Or honestly, when we spend more than 3 hours together.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We get kind of sick of each other because we're both insanely obnoxious people. But in different ways. Yeah. You're obnoxiously energetic and I'm obnoxiously annoying.
Yes, I would describe myself as not obnoxiously annoying. I feel like
I am
nicely.
Okay, do you want to announce... oh, okay, watch Better Off Ted. It's on Hulu. It's great. There's only 2 seasons. Binge it. Come on. I know you've been watching more TV than just 2 seasons this past week. Okay. What song will we be playing to the masses?
We're going to be playing Knowing Me, Knowing You. And this was a really hard decision because I love literally all of their songs.
Who's it by?
Oh, ABBA.
Oh, shoot, I started playing it.
Okay. Oh, wait, this was, like, such a surprise, too. I didn't give a grand opening. Okay.
And the grand surprise is...
Knowing me, knowing you, my Alba!
Yeah, for anyone who didn't know before. And then we'll probably head out after the song ends. Yes. So this is our goodbye. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm not sure I did that when I came in. Don't tell the FCC. Oh, because I was like wiped. But anyway, I'm supposed to do that at the beginning and end of the show. I don't think I did I?
I don't think so either.
Just imagine that I did. Ooh. And also, like, fun fun ABBA fact before we leave. When I was, like, a baby, my mom would play ABBA to get me to, like, be quiet and eventually fall asleep. I would, like, fall into, like a trance listening to it, like, no matter what the song was. And then I would just, like, but when it ended, I would pass out.
All right, we have found my music taste. It is...
What puts Diego to sleep? So true. All right, here's Knowing Me, Knowing You by ABBA. And thank you for joining us, Dana.
Whoop. Say goodbye. It was an honor to be here.
You were going to say pleasure, and then you're like,
Yeah, I think I against that one.
Sounds good.
Thanks for bringing that to everyone's attention.
Yeah, I saw it on your face. She looked around the room, and she's like, no, this is chaotic.
Yeah, definitely will not be joining again.
All right, here we go.
There's only emptiness, nothing to say.